coming up on today's Better Together.
If you think of our immune system as our border patrol, that's where invasions come across our wall. And our immune system is there to fight the invasion. Now, that brings up another really important point. People talk about, well, I need to eat anti-inflammatory foods, or I need to take anti-inflammatory supplements. If there's a forest fire going on, and I can assure everyone watching and listening that there's a forest fire in most of us, trying anti-inflammatory foods and anti-inflammatory supplements is like battling a forest fire with a garden hose. And what we have to do is we actually have to seal the border, if you will, before any of these other things are going to have any effect. And that's why I see so many patients in my practice, and I see patients 6 days a week, even on the weekends, and I've been doing this for 21 years now. People can't fight a forest fire with a garden hose.
I'm on a journey to get better, and I want to do it with you. And I'm not just focusing on physical health. I'm focusing on everything: emotional wellness, spirituality, finances, relationships, and so much more. Every week, it will be my personal goal to bring us, the world's leading healers, experts, and game changers, to share groundbreaking secrets and tips to getting better in all areas of life. Getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when we can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hey, Better Together fans. It's Better Together with Maria Menounos. And of course, as you may have guessed, I'm not Maria Menounos. I'm Mr. Maria Menounos, subbing in for my beautiful and talented wife. And today we're going to cover a subject I know that hits home with, I would pretty much say, everybody, Kelsey, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like today more than ever, and we're going to find out why today more than ever that this hits everybody and how we can fix it, but it's having a lack of energy. And I'll start with the quote of the day. The quote of the day, which relates to that: we are overfed but underpowered. Fatigue and brain fog is a widespread epidemic. As I just said, that is from Dr. Stephen Gundry. And a little more about Dr. Gundry. Dr. Stephen Gundry has always been on the move for the next big medical revelation, working tirelessly initially as a heart surgeon while creating several innovations in the field of cardiovascular health. When he experienced firsthand proof of how diet can heal us, he shifted his focus to nutrition and holistic medicine in favor of surgery and prescriptions. Today, he is here to discuss something more specific, namely something so many of us suffer from, that is the loss of energy. For those who constantly feel tired or rely on caffeine and other stimulants, like I do, Dr. Gundry is here for you. We will talk about loss of energy, why we feel so depleted in most cases, and how we can get our energy back. Better Together in the Heal Squad, welcome Dr. Stephen Gundry, author of the Energy Paradox book. Dr. Gundry, this I am so excited to dive in because I'm a leading candidate for this, but everyone I know is, you know, and of all ages too. I see, you know, people in their early 20s, you know, all the way up to people in their 60s. So thank you, doctor. And maybe, doctor, we start out with, and I know this is in the book, but, you know, how did we get here? Because at 30 or 40 years ago, this did not seem, when I was a kid looking up at my parents and grandparents, this did not seem as big of an epidemic.
No, you're right. This did not occur. Really until probably about 50 years ago. And in fact, there are cultures that I study around the world where I'm chasing a 90-year-old sheep herder up a hill and, you know, have a hard time, you know, keeping up with the guy. And it's going, and there's actually cultures that don't even have words for describing tiredness. It just, it doesn't exist.
Right.
So I actually wrote this book because I was driving into Orange County, Southern California, to do a promo for a PBS special and earn some money for public television. And this person, I get a call that this person wasn't going to come in today to do this promo with me because she didn't have it in her to come in to the studio.
Yeah.
And I went, and this was a millennial, and I went, wow, how is it that we've come to a place where, you know, I don't have it in me today to, you know, come to work because, you know, I'm so exhausted.
As you know by now, Element's a tasty electrolyte drink mix that will keep you feeling hydrated all day long. I'm excited to introduce you to their new flavor, Watermelon Salt. I know you're going to find it delicious and remarkably approachable, though still salty AF, of course. And whether you're making a splash in health and wellness or in another cause near and dear to your principles, this new flavor adds an extra charge to your life. It's great for muscle cramps, fatigue, headaches, or even when you're feeling groggy and dehydrated in the morning. Element's also just what you need after a sweaty workout. Super replenishing, guys. I know Kelsey wakes up really dehydrated, so she adds an unflavored electrolyte pack to her water, and it helps kickstart her day. Unlike some other electrolyte mixes, Element relies on science, so it has no sugars, fillers, gluten, or any unhealthy ingredients. It's good enough that 3 Navy SEAL teams, FBI sniper teams, and Marines use it, so I trust them. Go to drinklmnt.com/bettertogether. That's drinklmnt.com/bettertogether. And yes, you heard right. It's LMNT, pronounced Element. Stay hydrated, everybody.
And you're right, this is an epidemic. It strikes well over 60% of Americans. When they search Google, one of the number one searches is fatigue and being tired. And that's just crazy. And we think it's our modern lifestyle. We think it's the stress of our modern lifestyle, the needs that we need, you know, 3 double espressos several times a day.
Yep.
We need an energy bar and... We don't. And the point of all of this book is these are signs from our body that something in the inner working of how we produce energy has gotten really screwed up. And we can talk some more about that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. My father-in-law, Costas, is, you know, big on the Mediterranean diet. He moves a lot. And this guy, I've never seen him nap ever. He's now 78. He works, and Kelsey knows this, about 14 or 15 hours a day. And he tells me when he goes back to the village in Greece, he said, Kevin, the old men who I saw as a little kid, they're still there. They're still there. And his grandfather lived to 110. And he said, until Chernobyl came, then people started getting cancer when, you know, the Chernobyl meltdown happened. But other than that, and, you know, and then I've seen those other cultures as well. There's something, and I kind of know the basics of how certain foods inflame us, but let's get into that more. You talk about in the book how inflammation will actually steal our energy. And I know those 3 L's, but can you talk about the how it steals energy from us?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think really one of the best examples that brings this home is a study that I talk about in the book. It was done by Duke researchers. And researchers, a lot of research has been done with this tribe in Tanzania called the Hadzas. And the Hadzas are one of the last hunter-gatherers on Earth. And they're extremely healthy. They're extremely fit. They're extremely thin. And the men traditionally walk, 8 to 10 miles every day, hunting a big game with bows and arrows. The women walk 3 to 5 miles every day, gathering tubers, digging up tubers, getting berries. And so the researchers said, wow, you know, these are very active people. I bet you their energy expenditure is, you know, through the roof, and that's why they're thin and healthy. Let's compare their energy expenditure, their production, to desk workers in the United States. And I'll bet you we're going to find, you know, that the Hadzas, tons of energy production, the desk workers, not so much. Lo and behold, they found that the energy production by the desk workers was identical to the Hadzas that were walking, you know, 8 to 10 miles a day. And you know, when we have an assumption in research and it doesn't come out the way we thought it was going to come out, sometimes we say, well, the only explanation is that all of us produce the same amount of energy, no matter how, you know, much we walk and how much we sit. And that doesn't pass the sniff test, as far as I'm concerned. So what's happening that the desk workers are using as much energy as the Hadzas is that most of the energy for the desk workers is being done to produce inflammation. And we've heard of inflammation now, but inflammation is basically a war that goes on between our immune system and basically leaky gut, things that come through the wall of our gut, whether it's particles like lectins that I've written about, proteins in plants, whether it's actually pieces of bacteria that I've written about called LPSs. And 80% of our immune system actually lines our gut wall because that's where trouble comes from. And so there's literally a major war going on every day in us here in the West. And that war takes huge amounts of energy. And that energy isn't available to our muscles. It isn't available to our brain. That's why we all have this brain fog that we can't beat. And that's why the Hadzas, who were so active, have the same energy expenditure as a desk worker, because it's going into a completely different
area. Gotcha. So just to clarify, so those three L's, they don't have the leaky gut. They don't have the lectins. And I want to talk about the lectins. They don't have, what was the other L, doctor?
LPSs, lipopolysaccharides. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so because of our diet, we are having these things happen, and our body is working harder to combat these things, which is giving us the brain fog, taxing our energy, where whatever they're eating is being processed properly and is giving them the energy they need to do their day. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Correct. Okay. And then what I found so interesting in the book, and you just said it, was that 70 to 80% of our immune system's right there in the stomach.
Correct. It's there because that's where if you think of our immune system as our border patrol, that's where invasions come across our wall. And our immune system is there to fight the invasion. Now, that brings up another really important point. People talk about, well, I need to eat anti-inflammatory foods, or I need to take anti-inflammatory supplements. If there's a forest fire going on, and I can assure everyone watching and listening that there's a forest fire in most of us, trying anti-inflammatory foods and anti-inflammatory supplements is like battling a forest fire with a garden hose. And what we have to do is we actually have to seal the border, if you will, before any of these other things are going to have any effect. And that's why I see so many patients in my practice. And I see patients 6 days a week, even on the weekends. And I've been doing this for 21 years now. People can't fight a forest fire with a garden hose. They've got to actually remove the foods from their diet and the seven deadly energy disruptors that I talk about, and then their energy comes back in spades.
And I want to definitely go over those. And backing up with these lectins, because the description you make of these lectins made such sense about, and again, this is, you know, me off the top of my head, but that the seeds have sharp edges, in plants, and that, protect the plant, and then they come in our body and they kind of tear linings in our stomach that cause the leaks. But can you explain more about the lectins and what foods have the lectins in them that do this damage?
So simplistically, plants don't want to be eaten, and they don't want their seeds, their babies, eaten. But plants can't run, they can't hide, they can't fight, but they're chemists of incredible ability. So they make proteins that are called sticky proteins or lectins that seek out sugar molecules to bind to. And from very elegant work by Dr. Fasano, who's now at Harvard, showed that gluten, which many, many people have heard of now, is one such lectin that actually sticks to the wall of our gut and flips some switches that actually break the lining of our gut wide open. And when that happens, not only do these abnormal proteins get through our border, but also pieces of undigested food, pieces of bacteria, all get across these holes in our border. Now, from a plant standpoint, this is a wonderful thing, because when we get inflammation, we feel like crap. and we don't do well. And a smart animal says, you know, every time I eat this plant or this plant baby, I don't feel well, or my energy tanks, or I get a headache. I'm not going to eat that thing anymore. And the plant wins and the animal wins and everybody's happy. Humans, as we all know, are really stupid.
Yes.
And when we eat something that saps our energy, we keep eating it and have another cup of coffee. Yep. And that's the problem.
Wow. Yes. And when we talk about leaky gut, sometimes you can experience that in a bloated feeling where you'll see maybe your stomach protrude.
Yeah.
Your bowel movements, right, can be
correct.
Right.
You can either have loose bowels, or paradoxically, you can actually have constipation, and both are compatible with leaky gut.
Heal Squad, I got my biggest discovery yet. If you are like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay in a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and then just pick something because you're desperate. I always go home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number 4. Maybe it's just me. You go online, you take a quiz, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your sleep number based on your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then you take your sleep number, you lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. Oh, and the beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. Oh, and my bed is cooling tech, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo anymore at night, and I have a foot heater. What is this? Oh, and if Kev's snoring, I can raise his bed with my controls. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever. Okay, Better Together is introducing the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed to make a life-changing difference to your health and wellness, from $9.99 only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So those are two other symptoms, leaky gut, but also in terms of the low energy. Lectins are gluten. What are some of the other lectins that maybe we should avoid?
Yeah, so there's lectins in beans, for instance, and legumes. They're in peanuts. They're in cashews. They're in the nightshade family, like tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, eggplant. Even goji berries and chia seeds have lectins. Ooh. Oh, my. They're in oats. Oats are one of the biggest mischief makers. They're in quinoa. Now, there's two grains that don't have lectins. Sorghum and millet don't have lectins. And the good news is you can use a pressure cooker to destroy all the lectins except the gluten lectin. And so you can't pressure cook wheat, you can't pressure cook rye, barley. Oats have a very similar protein as gluten, and you can't pressure cook oats. But all the rest of them, you can pressure cook.
You can pressure cook. It's funny. So most of those things you mentioned are things that I consume too much of, and I suffer from all of this. I have fatigue. I only do one cup of coffee a day only because that's my discipline, but I would do more if I didn't have that discipline. I also, you know, usually will have to try to grab a 10 or 15 minute nap. And I just kind of use my will and adrenaline to power through. But I feel like that. I also do have the bloat, and I'll see pictures of myself say, oh my God, my stomach's really like coming out there.
You're pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, talk about, let's move on to the gut buddies. You talk about the gut buddies, and those sound like to me like they're the allies that can help, right? Our stomachs and creating kind of better digestion to resolve this.
Yeah, so many, many people now have heard of probiotics, which are the friendly bacteria. And I call them gut buddies in all my books. And there's actually gang members that are the bad bacteria. And interestingly enough, the gang members actually take over our brains and actually control our hunger for sugars and extra saturated fats, because it's actually what they love. On the other hand, gut buddies love prebiotic fiber, resistant starches, fibers that they eat. Now, what's really exciting about the energy paradox is there's a whole new class of biotics. So we got prebiotics, we got probiotics, and now we have postbiotics. And postbiotics are actually the farts and poops of bacteria eating prebiotics. And these short-chain fatty acids and gases are actually a language, believe it or not, that our gut microbiome, that our gut buddies use to tell our mitochondria, the energy-producing organelles in all our cells, to make energy or to throttle back on energy production. And this discovery of postbiotics actually won the Nobel Prize for Medicine a few years ago. And as strange as it seems, our gut buddies literally talk to our cells, to our DNA, about how things are going down in the engine room, if you will, and to make more energy or to throttle back on energy. And let me give you a fascinating example that I use in the book. Japanese researchers a few years ago looked at people with Parkinson's disease, which is an epidemic, as many people know, along with Alzheimer's. And they found that the bacteria in people with Parkinson's disease in their gut didn't make hydrogen gas, and the Hindenburg was full of hydrogen gas. And so they said, well, that's interesting. I wonder what normal people do. And normal people actually have gut buddies that make hydrogen gas. And hydrogen gas is incredibly important for our brain cells and our mitochondria. So they gave people with Parkinson's hydrogen water. And this is literally water that has hydrogen dissolved in it. And lo and behold, their Parkinson's symptoms got better just because they were getting hydrogen gas that normally their bacteria in their gut would make. So I actually tell people to embrace their gas and actually step on the gas, because if we give prebiotic fiber to our probiotics, to our gut buddies, they make this literal language that tells us to make energy. It's actually, it's so bizarre, it's hard to believe, but the evidence is just overwhelming how important it is.
Like, so this is going to be a strange question. I've been told if you have really foul smelling gas, that something's wrong. Is that true?
No. It turns out that, for instance, foul smelling gas, particularly the rotten egg smell, mm-hmm. is hydrogen sulfide. And hydrogen sulfide is also another one of these gasotransmitters. And hydrogen sulfide is actually one of the best ways to rescue mitochondria from dying. And I go into this in depth in the book, and it gets pretty nerdy and geeky. But the rotten egg smell is actually really good. And it turns out that cruciferous vegetables, things like cauliflower and broccoli and watercress and arugula, actually contain lots of sulfur molecules that are half of the equation of hydrogen sulfide. And that's probably why cruciferous vegetables are so good for you on a number of fronts. It enables you to make hydrogen sulfide gas. So a stinky fart can be a wonderful thing.
It's not a bad thing. Okay. And when we talk about the prebiotics, probiotics, postbiotics, those are foods that are good in a soluble fiber, right? Is it rich in,
right? Correct. Soluble fiber.
And maybe, can you explain the difference between insoluble fiber and soluble fiber?
Yeah. So there's a number of insoluble fibers, things that we've been told are really good for you, like wheat bran, like oat bran, like rice bran, are actually the lectin-containing troublemakers. And one of the problems has been, since the introduction of whole grain goodness about 50 years ago, we've gotten more and more tired because, quite frankly, cultures have always tried to get rid of those insoluble fibers before they eat them. I mean, can you imagine a French person having a whole wheat croissant or an Italian having whole wheat pasta? They've been throwing that part away. On the other hand, soluble fiber, which is very present in, for instance, asparagus is loaded with soluble fiber, artichokes loaded with soluble fiber, jicama loaded with soluble fiber, the chicory family of vegetables like radicchio, that Italian red lettuce, or Belgian endive loaded with soluble fiber, mushrooms loaded with soluble fiber. So these are the things that actually our gut buddies think are the best things that ever happened to them. The tubers, like yams and sweet potatoes, particularly if you cook them and then cool them and then reheat them, you get what are called resistant starches. And resistant starch, as the name implies, are resistant to us digesting these starches, but they're left over for our gut buddies to eat. And our gut buddies, in turn, make these postbiotics that rev up our energy. They literally turbocharge our energy.
Love.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. Wow. You also talk about smoothies, and sometimes how I know it's our kind of fast go-to, but then sometimes that can be an overdo.
Yeah. One of the other things that surprises everybody is we have overloaded our system with fructose, fruit sugar. And sadly, fructose literally cuts energy production. And I go into the book why this is. I have nothing against fruit, but fruit is overused.
I love turning to CBD when I need a little calm in my life, which is seeming to be more and more these days. However, a lot of the products on the market are hard to consume and they don't really taste that great. Meet Caliper, a better way to consume CBD. Unlike CBD oils, Caliper CBD powder is completely tasteless and mixes easily into food or drink. There's no weird taste, no oily residue or mouthfeel. It's actually great in my smoothies. Caliper CBD is clinically proven to be superior to most standard CBD oils because your body's mostly water and oil and water don't mix. So you can absorb up to 450% more CBD with Caliper compared to other tinctures, which is awesome. The other thing I love about Caliper is it's completely THC free, all the goodness of CBD with no high. It's all natural, non-GMO ingredients, no fillers or added chemicals or artificial flavors or any of that stuff. Get 20% off, guys, for your first order when you use the promo code BETTER at trycaliper.com/better. You can try it risk-free for 30 days, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. That's trycaliper.com/better. Don't forget the promo code BETTER for 20% off your first order.
50 years ago, we only ate fruit in season. We didn't have 747s bringing blueberries from Argentina in January. We had fruit in season. And now we have fruit 365 days a year. And what we show in the book is that a fruit smoothie, like before you're going to work out, is actually stopping your energy production. It literally grinds to a halt. And so it's one of the worst energy drinks that you can have. And unfortunately, we're inundated with fructose in our diet. Almost all processed foods, ultra-processed foods, have high fructose corn syrup in them. Our fruit has been bred for sugar content. Let me give you a wake-up call. One cup of grapes, which isn't a whole lot, has more sugar than an entire Hershey's candy bar. Yeah. And not that I'm telling go eat a Hershey's candy bar, but I can tell you what I'd rather have.
Yeah. And well, I was always under the conception that that the sugar in the grapes was a better kind of sugar for you than the
It's actually a worse kind of sugar for you.
Oh, stop it.
Fructose is the way to deplete energy. It actually jams up our energy producing system in our mitochondria. It was designed to do that. It was designed to actually make us store fat for the winter. And one of the reasons we're all getting so fat is we're eating fruit 365 days a year. We're always getting ready for the winter that never comes.
Yeah.
In fact, great apes only gain weight during fruit season. And this is something I wrote about actually 16 years ago. They only gain weight during fruit season because fruit makes us store fat.
It's so, wow. It, right. It is wow. And it's helping me understand even Maria's father, who I mentioned earlier, even better because he is a type 1 diabetic of 54 years. And yet no loss of vision, no numbness in the limbs, no loss of limbs, nothing. And as I said, he functions more like a 30-year-old would, even in a healthy 30-year-old, not even an average. And as I realize now, his one blind spot has been the fact that he'll run his sugar low rather than high. So he's so vigilant that he will not consume the bad starches. He will only have, if he's going at, like his sugar's at 40 and he's about to have a pass out, that's the only time we can force him to drink juice of some kind. And as I'm putting together everything you've said today already thus far, and then how he's put this into play on practical terms, this is a man that never, like I said, I've never seen him nap. I've never seen him nod off and get groggy. I've never seen, and even the only fruit he eats, doctor, is cactus fruit, which I would joke and say, I said, seeds and water. What is this? Like, this is not a fruit. And he loves it. That's the only thing he'd eat.
Yeah, no, and actually it's actually a very safe fruit. It's mostly prebiotic fiber. And it's actually feeding the gut buddy.
I mean, and this is someone from a village with no running water or electricity, no formal education. And he's figured it out.
I have an NFL football player who's a type 1 diabetic that he competes with a blood sugar of 36, literally. And he runs a hemoglobin A1C of 4.6, and people do not believe him.
Yeah, yeah.
You see all these commercials for, I got my A1C down under 7. We give gold stars in my office for anyone who has a hemoglobin A1C less than 5.0. And this guy, a type 1 diabetic, runs 4.6, 4.7. And he competes with a blood sugar of 36.
And this is Costa Diz times he's 40, and people would be like, wait, and we hear doctors say someone would be, he did what? He was doing painting or lifting this or carrying it.
Yeah.
And wow, not that it gets scary sometimes too because he goes so low. So I'm not saying that to promote it, but yes, this is all making such sense. So are there any fruits that, I don't know, you could recommend that aren't as high?
Yeah, there are low fructose fruits. They're blackberries, they're raspberries. Blueberries, unfortunately, have been bred for sugar content, so they're not as good as they once were. Grapefruit is actually a low fructose fruit. Kiwis may have the best benefit in terms of low fructose and fiber of them. Also, pomegranate seeds and passion fruit are two very low fructose fruits. But don't go drink pomegranate juice. Eat the seeds. Yeah. They're the good stuff.
I'm just still blown away by how my father-in-law has figured all of this out. It's incredible. And doctor, like, so as we talk about brain fog that a lot of us have now, we think it's because I'm always on the computer screen or I'm always on the phone or my mind's in 20 places. And I'm sure some of that's true, but you talk about how the brain can also suffer from inflammation.
Right. One of the things that surprises most people, we now have a very good blood test to look for leaky gut. And If you have leaky gut, the odds are you have leaky brain. And information is actually sent up to the brain, and your brain is activated to be ready for what's coming from the gut. And the cells in our brain that protect our neurons, which are called glial cells or microglial cells, they're basically the bodyguards, secret service of the brain. And they actually get signals that come from the gut that there's trouble down below, and to protect the brain cells at all costs. And these guys, fascinating videos, you can even see them online, of these glial cells actually eating the neuron dendrites, where one neuron talks to another neuron cell, to try and protect the neuron from this invasion that's coming up. And it's no wonder that, you know, we're foggy brain, we don't think right, our memory is kind of screwed up, because this is now called neuroinflammation. So if you got leaky gut, you got leaky brain. And what this is a warning sign, because neuroinflammation is actually what's driving the epidemic of dementia, the epidemic of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. They're all tied in to leaky gut.
And I always say, like, my heart goes out to anyone who has Alzheimer's or family members who do, because those are the diseases that don't just put you in peril, but everyone around you. You know,
yeah.
Because, you know,
yeah, because quite frankly, you know, the people who are the caregivers for the dementia patients, they suffer in a way even more than the person with that disease.
Yeah.
You're right. And again, two generations ago, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's were oddities. They were not the rule. And they're very rare to see these sorts of things in people who don't eat our diet, people who are not, quote, westernized. But now we're seeing this epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
I mean, it's literally an epidemic. And the important information about that is, regardless of what you see on TV, there is absolutely no treatment or cure for Parkinson's or for Alzheimer's. But it is totally and completely preventable and often salvageable by the minute you see this sort of thing, it can be stopped in its tracks. And that's what we do in our clinic as well.
I have so many questions now. With regard to leaky gut, if what are the... I mean, okay, I guess the bloating and the lack of energy and the constipation or diarrhea seems to be an indication, but what is the actual test? I didn't know there was an actual leaky gut test. Can you tell us what the specific test is that we can ask our physicians about?
Well, so Medicare insurance doesn't pay for it, number one.
All right.
Number two, if I was going to have one test that I would ask my physician to tell me my fate, it would be a fasting insulin level, not a hemoglobin A1C, not a fasting blood sugar, not a glucose. It would be a fasting insulin level.
Guys, I'm happy to share that Better Together has a new supporter, the reinvented multivitamin company Ritual. Ritual is super transparent about all of the ingredients that are in their multivitamins. I'm never really sure what I'm actually taking when I take a multivitamin, but Ritual makes it very clear that they are non-GMO. There's no artificial colorants or synthetic fillers. It's gluten and major allergy free, and it's also vegan friendly. They make it simple to choose what's right for you based on four categories: for women 18 and over, postmenopause, prenatal, and postnatal. It's also now available for men and teens, as all their vitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. I'm a big fan of how seamless they make the entire process. It's delivered monthly, so by the time you finish your supply, they ship you your next supply for free. I also love how they're not those like massive horse pills. They're easy to swallow and you don't have to worry about choking. Yay. So I highly recommend you get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/better to start your ritual today.
And the reason for that is about 80% of Americans have pre-diabetes or insulin resistance. And as I tell my women patients telling you you have pre-diabetes is like telling you you're a little bit pregnant. There's pre-diabetes is insulin resistance, and insulin resistance, the overwhelming cause of it is leaky gut. And the more we can, for instance, a fasting insulin level should be absolutely less than 10. And most of us think it should be less than 6. Give you a personal example. When I started on myself 23 years ago, my fasting insulin level was 16. My fasting insulin level, and that's very high. That's pre-diabetic. My fasting insulin level now is 2. And my wife has a fasting insulin level of less than 1. I hate her. I can't
So catch her. So at 16, would you say you had leaky gut?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And you can do this just with normal blood work, right? You just have to.
Yeah. Got a it. Fasting insulin level costs you $8.
Wow.
Wow.
The other thing I would recommend everyone get is a highly sensitive HS-CRP. And just kind of remember the word crap. It's a marker of inflammation, and it makes you feel like crap. And so those are two really easily obtained tests, cheap tests. That's a really good starting point. And this is all in the book. And I go through other tests that people can get.
And by the way, and there's so much in the book, you guys. There's recipes. There's more specifics. We're just touching the broader strokes. It's called The Energy Paradox by Dr. Stephen Gundry. It is out. And this is something that you will continually be able to refer to literally for the rest of your life. I think this is just so important. But, Doctor, please continue.
Yeah, so that's a really good starting point. Again, there's more sophisticated tests we can do. This is a really good starting point.
And with the highly sensitive HS-CRP, what levels are we looking for? Is it a yes and no, positive, negative?
Less than one. Less than one.
And anything above that?
You better go looking for why that is.
And very well could be leaky gut.
Correct.
And is there a more, so if someone is a little bit
Give me another example. Okay. If you've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, like Hashimoto's thyroid.
Which is what I have that.
Perfect. So you have, by definition, leaky gut. And if we get rid of your leaky gut, 90% chance in my clinic that your Hashimoto's will go away. In fact, 80% of my practice is now autoimmune diseases that nobody can figure out. And we have a 90% success rate with ridding someone of an autoimmune disease by following our program. That's all in The Energy Paradox.
Wow. Dr. Gundry, where is your practice?
LA.
So I have offices in Palm Springs and in Santa Barbara. Great. And we see people from all over the world.
Yeah,
actually take insurance. We take Medicare.
I believe it's such an investment in yourself. And then if you did want to invest in a more sophisticated test, you'd said some of the testing is expensive. Is it for the leaky gut? Is there, what would be an example?
Yeah, so one of the best, the one I use is a company called Vibrant America. And their test for leaky gut is stupidly named the Wheat Zoomer. And the name was made up long before Zoom calls, I assure you. But it is a wonderfully accurate test for leaky gut. And it'll cost you $199.
I mean, short money, in my opinion, for the ramifications that are going on. And I think certainly so much with our food, because I know we don't have you too long. Can we talk about timing and chrono consumption, for maybe our eating habits and how those are feeding into this?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. One of the things that probably most of us are aware of but don't think about is we now eat. The average American is eating something for up to 16 hours every day, from literally the second we wake up until right before we go to bed. And that gives us about 8 hours of downtime. Before, we didn't do that. In fact, if you look at hunter-gatherers like the Hadzas, they don't They don't get up and say, what's for breakfast? There is no breakfast. They have to find breakfast. And so they actually don't eat until about 11 o'clock in the morning when they've found something to eat. And studies have looked at the impact of compressing our eating window in what I call chrono consumption, timed consumption. We could call it intermittent fasting. We can call it time-restricted feeding, however we want to call it. But the evidence in humans as well as in animal studies show that the more we can compact our eating window, the time we start eating to the time we finish eating during the day, to about 6 to 8 hours, is going to have incredible ramifications on our health span, our longevity, and paradoxically, our energy production. We've been told, oh my gosh, you know, I got to eat lots of meals all throughout the day to keep my energy levels up. Yeah. And in fact, this is actually the way to stop your energy production that I go into in the book. The other thing that's really important that the book really stresses is it's almost impossible for most people who have insulin resistance to go, let's suppose tomorrow I say, okay, tomorrow we're all going to have breakfast at noon. Okay, let's go. Well, most of us would fall flat on our faces trying to get to noon because we actually can't make a shift in energy production. But at the same time, tomorrow, let's suppose you normally eat breakfast at 7. I'll say, let's make it to 8 before you eat breakfast. Can you do that? And you go, oh yeah, okay, I'll do that. Then I'll say, how about Friday, we make it till 9 o'clock. Can you do that? Okay. And I'll let you have the weekend off. And then next week, we'll start again 1 hour at a time, delaying our breakfast. And we have a 6-week program where slowly but surely, we retrain our eating habits so that by the end of 6 weeks, you're eating breakfast at noon, and you're finishing up about 7 o'clock at night, and the energy levels soar. And the good news is you actually get time off on the weekends. And we've shown in human studies that if we give you a break over the weekends, you're liable to stick with this program for life. And it literally is a life-changing and energy-changing program.
I believe it. And how does, we've had some sleep specialists on the show. How does sleep affect this, or does it?
Yeah, that's a great question. It turns out, and I've been writing about this for years, one of the things that people need to realize that the brain actually undergoes a wash cycle where it cleans itself. And it happens early in sleep, and it's called deep sleep. And you need a tremendous amount of blood flow to your brain to accomplish this, literally a wash cycle. If you eat near the time you go to bed, our digestion takes huge amounts of blood flow. And all that blood is down in your intestines doing the work, and it's not available to actually wash your brain. And that's why study after study shows that it's really important to have at least 3 hours between your last meal of the day and the time you go to sleep, so your brain is able to undergo this wash cycle. And what's so exciting about that is during this wash cycle, you wash out all of this debris that accumulates in your brain, things like tau proteins, things like amyloid plaques that are very highly associated with developing Alzheimer's. And without that wash cycle, these things don't get washed out. So it's another reason why not eating near the time you go to bed is so important to protect your brain, if nothing else.
Obeying the chrono consumption plan, as you said. You mentioned the 7 deadly disruptors. Can you speak to some of the deadly disruptors in terms of brain health?
Sure. Yeah, real briefly, one of the things, the number one energy disruptor is antibiotics.
Did you know inflammation in the body is the cause of so many issues? From stress and anxiety to insomnia, even acne and skin issues? Well, let me introduce you to something to help reduce inflammation, Fittish. Fittish is a wellness brand that offers affordable and transparent CBD options ranging from tinctures that help promote a better sense of overall balance to a wide array of skincare products that fit into your lifestyle. Fittish offers high-quality, plant-powered essential CBD that helps to alleviate anxieties. Fittish also has a skincare line that's helped thousands of individuals dealing with issues from acne to the most severe cases of dry skin. And their Doing It moisturizer, guys, has a light whip texture that's so nice. And I love their Lip Game lip gloss. Check out Fittish.com or at The Fittish on Instagram to see incredible testimonials from customers as well as before and after reviews with photos. Try Fittish CBD for yourself to get the best wellness in the game at Fittish.com and use the code BETTER20 for 15% off your order. That's Fittish, F-I-T-I-S-H.com. Enter the code BETTER20 at checkout for 15% off your order. Fittish, a clear mind and clearer skin for the win.
Broad spectrum antibiotics that we take that are fed to our animals. People don't realize that it's still very legal to feed cows, pigs, antibiotics that make them grow fatter and faster. It's illegal now to feed them to chickens. However, there's a loophole in the law that if a veterinarian taking care of 100,000 chickens thinks that one chicken might be sick, that he can give antibiotics to the entire flock to save that one chicken. And the vet is hired by the big food corporation. And of course, he might have an interest in keeping his job. So it 60%, some studies show, of natural non-antibiotic chickens still have antibiotic
residue. So if, Doc, for the average person out there, where can we buy meats that are going to be free of that?
So look for grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and it's really important to look for the second part. Here's the problem. There is no legal definition of grass-fed. So if a cow eats grass for one day of its life and then is taken to the feedlot and fed grains and soybeans the rest of its life, you can legally call it grass-fed because it ate grass for one day. On the other hand, if it eats grass its entire life, then that means it's grass-fed and grass-finished. And you'll find this labeling, for instance, Whole Foods is just an example. Know your farmer. The same way with chickens. The federal law, get this, says that you can label a chicken free-range organic. If you keep it in a warehouse with 100,000 other chickens, feed it organic corn and organic soybeans, and open a door to the outside for 5 minutes every 24 hours, and the chicken has the opportunity to go outside. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's a catch. If the price of organic grains and soybeans go double the normal price, you can switch over to conventional grains and soybeans and still label it organic because you meant well. Federal law passed in 2007.
So what is the workaround? Like, I know with the other ones, we have grass-fed, grass-finished.
So try to find pasture-raised chicken and know your farmer and find out what additional foods that they're feeding them.
And go ahead, doctor, sorry.
Yeah. There's even... come to my podcast, the Dr. Gundry podcast, and look for Farmer Dan's interview, lectin-free chicken. Farmer Dan is in Texas, and he's now raising lectin-free pastured chicken.
That's awesome.
Really cool.
Is it true that that lamb is one of the meats that's not shot with steroids? I had heard that.
Yeah, so... lamb from New Zealand is grass-fed and grass-finished. About 80% of lamb from Australia is grass-fed and grass-finished. Unfortunately, a great deal of the lamb in the United States is fed grains. I actually have several sheep farmers that have had to switch over to feeding their lambs grain to get them to market economically. Mm-hmm. So, but New Zealand has a law that you can only have grass-fed, grass-finished.
Wow. And so what are some of the other disruptors, Doctor, while I still have you?
So a ton of our pharmaceuticals, even over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, are a great way to make leaky gut. For instance, ibuprofen and naproxen, Advil and Aleve are actually like swallowing hand grenades that make holes in the wall of our gut. The antacids like Nexium and Prilosec actually change your gut microbiome, and wildly enough, they actually stop the production of energy in our mitochondria. And that's why there used to be a law that you could only take these for only 2 weeks because they were so dangerous in producing dementia and congestive heart failure. And now we have people on these for years and years and years for heartburn.
And what do you say to like Tums and those kind of antacids?
Tums are perfectly safe, although Rolaids actually have less sugar than Tums.
Okay. All right, that's kind of good.
So that's
to know
an option.
When we need that. Any other disruptors?
But heartburn, believe it or not, is a sign of lectins, and lectins are the cause of heartburn. I used to have horrible heartburn, and once I got lectins out of my life, it all went away, like all my patients. More disruptors. Blue light. We were talking about sleep. Blue light is everywhere. It's in our computer screens. It's in our cell phones. It's in our lighting. And blue light actually makes you stay awake. It's one of the best sleep disruptors ever devised. And it makes you hungry. Blue light was designed to stimulate hunger hormone production. And so when you go home, get yourself a pair of blue blocking glasses. They're becoming extremely cheap. They don't necessarily look like sunglasses anymore. Wear them once the sun goes down. Make sure on your devices that you put the nighttime mode automatically change over to less blue light after the sun goes down. If you're going to watch a TV before you go to bed, please, please, please get a pair of blue blocking glasses to watch it. It'd make a big difference.
Wow. And I guess lastly, like, just I know you have in the book some do's and don'ts. You know, I know we heard a lot already. Yeah. But in summary, you know, I guess the do's are eating. You know, it seems
so,
like...
it's interesting. And I've said this in every book. I learned this from a gastroenterologist at Great Ormond Street in London when I was training there. It's not what I tell you to eat that's so important. It's what I tell you not to eat that's so important. And rule number one, we've got a yes list and a no list. But it's far more important to stay away from the things that are going to cause leaky gut. And those in general are the grains except sorghum and millet. If you're going to eat like rice, believe it or not, eat white rice instead of brown rice.
Really?
4 billion people use rice as their staple, and 4 billion people use white rice rather than brown rice. 4 billion people cannot be that stupid. They've been taking the hull off of rice for 8,000 years because the hull contains the lectins.
Wow. Right, because because I do see in some of the Asian cultures that live incredibly long times, they're eating the rice you just described.
Yeah.
Right, and the other thing they do, most of these Asian cultures, they cook a large pot of rice, like on a weekend, and then they sit it on a counter and it cools, and then they reheat it every day, and they've been making resistant starch out of their rice for generations, and we're not smart enough to recognize cultures do.
Okay, so Kelsey's been having massive stomach issues for the past 7 to 10 years. We're kind of using the show to gather the data we need to you know, alleviate it. We're getting clues. We haven't had luck as of yet. I know there's a lot of candida in there, right? So Kelsey, can you speak to some of your situation while we have the great one on the phone?
Yeah. And actually, Dr. Gundry, it was interesting because I was listening to another podcast you were on this morning, and you talked about a woman who had, like everyone has candida, but her overgrowth was like insane. And that's what my doctors told me about mine. And it's not getting better. And I'm taking the antifungal and this and that. And you gave her vitamin D. So now I'm upping my vitamin D. But yeah, I know I did the Zoomer. I have leaky gut. I have Candida, I have all the things. So,
and the protruding stomach is just, it's really
literally pregnant. No, when you said pregnant, I laughed. No,
I feel, we feel terrible. And you know why you feel so bad is that she actually has the discipline to eat correctly or eat what she's told. And I've now observed it for over a month, Maria longer. And we're not getting results. It's really frustrating.
So number one, you can't give it what it wants to eat. And just so that you remember, we make wine and beer from giving yeast exactly what it wants, and that's fruit and grains. Mm. And that's what it ferments. And you literally cannot have any fruit. You cannot have any fermentable grains, and it makes a huge difference. I've never had to give anyone an antifungal in my life to get rid of Candida. We just starve it.
Hey guys, I want to introduce you to a really neat new supporter of Better Together, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare helps you get inspired, learn new skills, and take your creative projects to the next level with the support of fellow creatives. I can't wait to try Mikhail Bagstrom's Use Branding to Grow Your Channel and see how much it helps us with our YouTube growth for Better Together. Now, while browsing the many things to learn on Skillshare, I even came across a flower arranging class called Bouquet Making with Kaylee Young. Super cute. I might have to give that want to go to. You can pick your Skillshare classes from one of three categories, from the best of, a Skillshare original, or staff pick. Super easy. Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when comparing it to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/better and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/better.
Yeah. And just don't give it what it wants.
Have you been are you completely grain and fruit free, Kelsey?
Yeah. I am.
How long?
Month, maybe?
1 month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And remember, it can take up to a year to see a leaky gut. Back when I started this, holy cow, I was naive. And I thought, oh, we can get rid of leaky gut in a couple of weeks. Now, because we track it with Zoomers every 3 months, we make substantial progress every 3 months. And a lot of times we are able to get rid of a leaky gut in 3 months. But some of my real hardcore troublemakers, it can take us a year to get rid of it.
Doctor, and God, please continue.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, I actually just saw some celebrity, and I don't want to out them, but promoting a powder that seals leaky gut. Is that possible yet?
Well, there are very helpful ways to see a leaky gut. In fact, I make a supplement called Total Restore, which is really good at that. But the problem is with my autoimmune patients, you cannot cheat. And even one little cheat starts the whole process all over again. So, yeah, there are really good supplements that help restore leaky gut. But if you are continually reintroducing these troublemakers, then, again, it's like fighting a forest fire with a garden hose. Mm.
And so, Doc, where can we get some of your supplements? Because I think I'm going to follow the protocol, but I also would like to get the supplements, too. Where do we find? Is it Amazon or your website?
So you go to GundryMD.com.
Okay.
And the two supplements that I really recommend for leaky gut is Total Restore. And also BioComplete 3. And it has probiotics, prebiotics, plus it has actual bioavailable postbiotics. It's actually the first one that's been nano-encapsulated. And it's been a real game changer for lots of people.
Yeah. With stevia or some of the sugar supplements, but bad too?
Yeah, no, they're not bad. Stevia is perfectly safe. Quite frankly, my favorite sweetener that I talk about in the book now is allulose.
Oh.
And allulose is actually a prebiotic in and of itself. I love inulin. Inulin is the best prebiotic there is, and you can actually find an inulin-based sweetener called Just Like Sugar. I have no relationship with them. And you can find that on Amazon. But allulose is really interesting.
So Dr. Gundry has his part. Wait, oh, sorry. Kelsey's raising the hand. Go
can
ahead,
Can I ask
Kelsey.
One more of quick course. Question? Yeah, I mean, Dr. Gundry, can you briefly touch on energy snacking? I'm obsessed with that idea. I know so much of what's going on in me and so many others has to do with stress. And I love this. I love this.
Yeah, so energy snacking is, we've been convinced that we should be, you know, exercising 45 minutes a day, walking 10,000 steps. And the example I use, believe it or not, the 10,000 steps was made up by a Japanese pedometer company to sell pedometers.
Oh my gosh.
There's no actual clinical evidence that you need to walk 10,000 steps. But what people have no time. And right. What we found is that if we can break down exercise into just a few minutes, you will get the benefit. For instance, so walking up and down stairs for a minute, you'll get the benefit as if you walk 10 minutes straight. If you're Netflix, you know, binge watching, do a plank for a minute while watching it. Do jumping jacks for a couple minutes. You can get out your iPhone and put on your favorite tune and dance for 3 minutes. And what we found is much of our hunger is actually coming from boredom, particularly in the last year, as most of us know. And that boredom can be broken by an exercise snack. And what happens is there's all these new cool hormones that your muscles make called myokines. And your myokines tell your brain, number one, you're not hungry. And number two, they tell your mitochondria that make energy to make more energy. So it's this win-win. It cuts your hunger so you don't go reaching for the dumb energy bar, which actually saps your energy. And it actually powers up your mitochondria. So it's a win-win. The other thing I say, look, you're going to brush your teeth twice a day. While you're brushing your teeth, do squats, do deep knee bends. You're not doing anything else. And there you go. You got 2 minutes of squats in your day that were free.
And I'm sure it helps so much with stress, right? And like people just getting up and just moving their bodies a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. It actually floods your brain with all these really new, cool, feel-good hormones, these myokines.
Oh, I love it.
All right, we have to let Dr. Gundry go, but wow, what a pleasure. So much information here. You guys, once again, the book is The Energy Paradox. You can also check out Dr. Gundry's podcast. If you're in the area, you know, I recommend visiting him. I think when I get to LA, Doc, I'm going to become a
come
patient.
Come on down.
Yeah, I'm long overdue. Mm-hmm. I've really just, I've like white knuckled through everything for so long. But again, just, Doctor, thank you so much. Just keep up the work. And like I said to everyone out there who's suffering from this, which I literally think is everybody, this book is a roadmap to getting better. Thank you again,
Thanks
Doctor.
A lot. And just all your listeners, fatigue is not your fate. I guarantee it.
Fatigue is not your fate.
I love
fate.
That.
Thank you, Amen. Dr. Gundry.
Thank you, Dr. Gundry.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Terrific job. Wow. Oh, Kelsey Meyer. Wow. I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, me too.
But you know, with Kelsey, what I heard with you is that, you know, we really are running a marathon with you. Like it could be a year.
I know.
But it's okay. And I see all the places where I've made mistakes.
I was thinking the same thing.
Right? You know, so I'm sure it's funny, Stephen, you know, who's his brother's a scientist. I bet you a lot of this was resonating with him too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So did a lot of this hit home with you, Stephen, and what your issues with sleep, fatigue, diet, everything?
I thought it made a lot of sense, honestly. The only thing that I was kind of put off by was I don't think like, and you know what? I don't want to focus on the negative. I'll focus on the interesting things, which was the fruit thing. That was like the biggest thing.
Right?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Like the fact that grapes have as much, and I know that, you know, it's so hard because I feel like our entire society is kind of based on marketing and gaslighting us into believing something that's not necessarily the truest. And, you know, it starts with every cereal commercial being like part of a balanced breakfast. It's like, yeah, eat this bowl of sugar.
I know. You guys, it honestly gives me anxiety because I don't even know who or what to trust anymore. Like 10,000 steps. Oh, Come on. Come on.
Well, here's what we know about 10,000 steps. It's not bad for you.
No.
Okay,
no.
So it's
just an example.
It may not lead to what they're saying it leads to, but I know if you even just Google cultures that live long, mm-hmm. you will find that they're low stress, that they eat the way he is saying,
right,
and that they move a lot. So the Stephen, I want it. No, it's okay to hear the I want to hear the other side of things. I love that.
Well, the thing that I think it was more his what his explanations were based on was saying that plants don't want to be eaten, but really plants have evolved over millions of years on the basis of propagation by being eaten. So I'm wondering if there's some other thing where it's the lectins are more there to prevent the DNA of the seeds being digested so that they can propagate, as opposed to being I don't want to be eaten kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. But does it make sense that they have the lectins in them that would kind of tear apart your gut? That seemed like that made sense.
I think that, you know, when you're dealing with evolution through propagation, where your babies basically have to go through the intestines of another being, they have to be strong enough to survive that. So why would we be able to digest something that is actively being evolved to not be digested?
Oof.
Yeah.
I like how you just explained that.
Yeah, heavy. And you know, when we think of the incidence of all these new afflictions, or they're not new, but we see them so much more, like you said, Parkinson's and all these other things.
Speaking of that, the one that really got me was I'm a bad, I don't eat that much, but if I do, I'm a late night snacker, and I've curbed that, or am attempting to. But what he said about how your brain doesn't get washed if you are eating too close to bed because your blood's being used elsewhere, it's being used for digestion. I was oh my God, holy cow.
Yeah. And currently we know that you're going to gain weight from doing that.
100%, yeah.
But we're not thinking about what it's doing to our brains.
But it's why you often wake up, I would wake up on those
exhausted
days. Exactly.
Tired.
I liked the quote he gave, "We're all preparing for a winter that's never come."
Yeah.
Right.
But
crazy.
True, you know.
Crazy.
So true. Anyway, yeah, it was, I took a lot of notes here, and I'm going to put some of the stuff in action. And again, more tools in our hardware store we're building.
Yeah. And I want to give you guys another, Dr. Lipman, the first time he was on, talked about the grass-fed, grass-finished as well. And we used to have a little sponsor called Thrive. And I'm sure Dr. Gundry would also say Thrive's a good one. But that was another place Dr. Lipman also told us we could shop. So Whole Foods, Thrive's amazing because you can order it online.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that that's massive.
Massive. Okay, you guys, well, Kelsey, until then, what?
Until then, you guys. You always I'm never ready when you do that.
Until then, everyone just well wishes to Vincenza.
Yeah, yeah.
She's sleeping.
I can't
right
find
now.
Her other bed, so.
Vincenza's other bed? Oh, I think maybe it went in the wash machine, so maybe it's up in the. Historically peed on the bed and on the entire table.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Well, you guys, okay, now I'm better prepared. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present, and get this book. I'm excited to dive in.
And fatigue is not your fate.
That's right. Bye.